Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs acquire star outfielder Kyle Tucker from the Astros in a blockbuster trade.
The Chicago Cubs have acquired Kyle Tucker in a trade with the Houston Astros deal.
We're back live with more of the Spiegel and Holmes holiday party.
Aaron! Judy! Rose! Come here! I got the most expensive tree they had!
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
What? And Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
On 670, The Score.
So Tanny went and found the one remaining Christmas tree snack cake that was left. And I'm fearful that, what was the listener's name that brought this for
Ashley.
Us? Ashley?
Or Leslie, as Wani likes to call her.
So Ashley brought all this stuff, and it was so thoughtful. She brought something for all of us. Do I have this right, Shane? The cosmic brownies were for you, right? Isn't that your thing?
That's the snack that I said I liked, yeah.
They're all gone. Somebody, yes. You didn't have any.
There was a box of cosmic brownies in my locker, and I'll point a thumb on this one. I leave the locker unlocked because we have snacks in there for everybody.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that the cosmic brownies were fully stocked because the box was in there, right?
Yeah.
Wrong. Wrong. It was just an empty box.
And you know, look, I'm not above taking snacks from work, but I have a no snack cake rule that I live by, so it wasn't me.
And normally when you take something, you then try to replace it.
Yeah, 100%.
Or
that's my experience.
You take it, and then you throw away the empty box.
Right, yeah.
In this case,
yeah.
Somebody went for Cosmic Brownie, which is my favorite Grateful Dead song, by the way.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They just left the empty box. And there's only one tree left.
Yeah, there's only one left.
Well, now we got it. John Vincent, would you like the last snack cake tree?
You could take it with you if you want.
You know, those things are good.
Oh, yes.
And yeah. I can't do one, though. It'd have to be like 15 of them.
Okay, no problem.
Would you like 15 of them, John?
Shane, I got you on the Cosmic Brownies.
No, it's okay.
Man.
Don't worry. I don't need them. Shane, I don't need them.
They come individually, those trees? Who knew?
Exactly. Right?
The serving size is 16.
Serving size. One box.
16. Let me say, by the way, the Cubs have more trades to do and more deals to make, and it could be as soon as today. They got to get the medicals cleared on this Kyle Tucker trade, but Cody Bellinger to the Yankees has been rumored for a while. Yankees wanted Kyle Tucker, and they didn't get him. And now they really want Cody Bellinger, maybe to play first, maybe to play right field, need a lefty bat badly, and they're dangling some pieces. Will Warren is their number 5 prospect, a right-handed pitcher with a power arm. Luis Gill, who just won Rookie of the Year for the Yankees, is another arm that is being dangled out there. That was in the Kyle Tucker rumors. I don't know that the Cubs will be able to get him, but I know they're trying. But if they come up with a righty power arm to add to the rotation for the removal of Cody Bellinger and putting Kyle Tucker in right field, that'd be a pretty interesting thing. Cubs might have to end up eating money in that deal.
Made money from the Tucker deal.
Correct,
so.
Correct. So it's we'll see, but there could be a couple more trades between now and, you know, the end of the weekend is what I was hearing, and also certainly at least a couple more between now and opening day. A lot of stuff going on.
John, where can people see you perform soon?
I have two shows coming up. The 15th at Rizzo's RBIs by Wrigley is sold out. The 22nd, though, we still have tickets available. It's Sunday night, Rizzo's Bar and Inn, right across from Wrigley Field, Gallagher Way. It's 3658 North Clark Street. And I do like a holiday show and throw a lot of the other voices and Frank and everything. But it's always a fun time, and it's an all-ages one. They have like a candy cane lane and everything there. They deck it all out. It looks really cool.
I've been to this show.
If you guys want to come, please. Please.
And like I always say when you come visit, man, you bring joy.
So do you, my brother. Joy. I love you. Thank you.
See,
so do you.
This is why I got a hug and two kisses.
Yeah, Lawrence got a hug and two kisses.
Well, I got to give you one, too.
I know. I got a hug. I got a hug. But Lawrence had told me he got the kisses, and I didn't want to tell you that because I didn't want to, like, affect the outcome of the affection.
Because I'm crazy. I'd be like, what? I'm sorry. Let me jump out the window.
Don't do that.
I'm nuts.
We need you.
I haven't seen John in a long time, and whenever we see each other, we are very comfortable in our affection for one another.
That's a lovely thing.
I love that, man.
Yeah, I love you guys, man.
Johnny Vincent, sing us out one more time, and go to see him December 22nd at Rizzo's right there across from Gallagher Way.
You guys are the best.
You're the best.
Sing it with me. Come on.
No, all you, kid.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Doesn't show signs of stopping. I've got me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, all the way home I'll be warm. Like I said, if you hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Yeah.
Doesn't show signs of stopping. I've got me that corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
See, this is why I don't sing, so I'm not good at it.
Now you nailed it, man.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's all it. Love, man.
That's it.
Now sing with a Reese's tree in your mouth.
Plus, we're on AM radio, so we get that little bit of, you know.
We don't know.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's my gift. You can't open it.
So we finally kiss goodnight. He wants to open up those Reese's. And the peanut butter and chocolate, he's right.
They're delicious.
It's a perfect ratio for our species. I don't know what to sing now. I've lost it and I lost it. But as long as you love me so, let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.